Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
VoiceOver Coffee Shop, episode number 58.
Welcome to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop, where we share our morning with some of the finest names in voiceover. And now, here's your host, voice actor Andrew Morrison.
Hi there, my name's Andrew Morrison, and welcome to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop, where we start our day with some of the finest names in voiceover. If you'd like to get to know a little bit more about me, feel free to visit my website at www.andrewdmorrison.com. In this video, we have my good friend Jeff Williams. Jeff, just this year alone, has voiced over 1,600 voiceover spots. He's also been an athlete, a songwriter, a musician, a furniture maker, and of course, landed into the amazing world of voiceover. I mean, that's why I had him on the podcast. But let's let him tell his life story. How are you doing today, Jeff?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. So how do you take your coffee in the morning?
I was just listening to your episode with Brad Hyland, and I'm a lot like Brad. I think it depends on the mood. I am married and I have a daughter, and so I have fancy coffee at my disposal. So that didn't come out right. But we've got like sugar-free brown sugar syrup, and we've got sugar-free coconut stuff and all this whipped cream, and I mean, we've got the works. So you never know from one day to the other, and if my daughter makes it, you really never know. So they get zero sugar Italian creamer and stuff, all kinds of stuff, and then sometimes it's just black with a little bit of sweetener in it. So I'm all over the map when it comes to coffee.
Gotcha. Fantastic.
I like a good cappuccino too.
We and me both.
Yeah. We have researched it, and if you're going to a coffee shop, a Starbucks or whatever it might be, your local roastery or whatever you call it. Is that what you call it? Roastery?
Yep. Coffee roastery. Yeah. Where they actually go and get the beans imported green and then roast it there themselves.
Right. So if you go to one of those, the lowest calorie, because I'm a big guy, I gotta watch my intake. Right? So the lowest calorie is a cappuccino. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aside from black coffee, yeah, that's there about you go. Right.
So, helping out.
So you've been doing this for a couple years, but you came from from many different hats, from working in medical to, how did you get wrapped up in the voiceover industry?
Man, this is a convoluted tale. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. So I've always been a musician. I was a traveling musician, singer-songwriter for 7 or 8 years, and recorded a couple albums, and so the recording, and you know, when the DAW and the waveforms and all that, very familiar to me. I didn't really know how to manipulate it because there was always a sound engineer doing it, but I was very familiar with the process. But that whole time I was a traveling musician, I was also a chiropractor, not a crazy chiropractor. I'm not going to fix your allergies and your asthma and your cancer, but I'm going to make you move better and get you stronger. So I'm that kind of chiropractor. And then we integrated medically and brought in a medical director and a nurse practitioner. I've got like 3 massage therapists and a spa side and physical therapy with the whole thing in one place. It's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, but the problem is I'm 50 and I'm starting at some point in your life, you start to look at it all and you go, you know, I've got less time in front of me than I have behind me. And I've done a lot of stuff and a lot of cool things. What's to come in the future? And do I want everything that I've done to define everything that is to come? And in part, yeah, in part, I want to do other things too. And so when COVID came along, I think it really changed the voiceover world from what I understand, but it brought me on board too, because nobody wanted to go into a healthcare clinic of any kind.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're sitting there going, what the hell are we going to do? You know, and how long is this going to last? Is this going to put everybody out of business, or is this a blip on the radar? You know, nobody knew. So especially there in the beginning, I started really kind of searching around going, what am I going to do? What can I do where I don't have to be around a ton of people and can still, you know, make a good living and use some of the experience that I have? And I got to thinking about my buddy, Andy Field, who I believe you've had on here.
Yep, I'm very familiar with Andy. He's a great guy.
Yeah. So Andy and I actually went to college in Louisiana together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And he was my very first drummer in my very first band.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Crazy.
30 something years ago. And so we were still friends on Facebook, and I would see him posting this stuff, and I'd be like, you know, it's kind of weird, but it's kind of cool. I kind of like
it. Doing it out of an RV.
Yeah, I know. I was texting him this morning, but, it just kind of, I started picking his brain, and he had this course called Business of VO. And he said, well, why don't you take this course? It'll get you started. And no kidding, it got me started, man. I just started. I think I'm moving in on 3 years now. But it was, it got me a head start and leapfrogging and going down the right directions and making the right connections and talking to the right people. So we're off and running now.
And I mean, you've had great success. Like, you've done 1,600 spots in the past year. What is your general
more.
Or more? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is your general process for like finding work? Like what from taking those courses to building your business, what were some of the most impactful things that you implemented?
I tell you what, having a mentor is invaluable. And Andy has been not just a friend, but a mentor to me. And just anytime I had a question, I had somebody to ask. Most people don't have that. And I was able to go, hey, Andy, what do you charge for this? What would you bid for this? And man, always just right back with a message and good advice and all of that stuff. So, you know, it's just been pay to plays, and it's been I started out on castingcall.club, which I think a lot of people do here and there when they don't know, you know, they right. don't know where they're going, what they're doing, and they just want to kind of get a feel for it. And then started getting into agents, and I think now I've got probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 regionals, and then I hired Celia Siegel, who's a manager.
Very familiar with
Celia. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love her. I love her girls that work with her, Jess and Aya. They're just, that is a phenomenal group to be a part of. And, I think good coaching with good people. I've coached with J. Michael Collins and of course, Andy. I mean, it's just been... I also believe in networking, and that's part of being a chiropractor. I was in the statewide leadership here in Texas, and the network that I was able to build through just going to seminars and conferences and just showing up, mm-hmm. just being present, you know, then you start making connections. And so I know the value of that. So when you're asking if I'm going to VO Atlanta, I'm like, yeah, this is the profession I want to be in the future. Then yeah, absolutely. I think you have to do those things.
Did you use a lot of your past resources from the connections you had built through other industries to help impact your VO career?
No, but I will say that a lot of not a lot, some of the my chiropractic and healthcare resources have used me for their projects, which has been pretty cool.
Yeah, gotcha. So
Yeah.
what's been so with you being how many years have you been at? It's 3 years, 2 years? You said
Three.
about three. So what's been like the most surprising thing about getting into the voiceover industry, from understanding it from a musician perspective to jumping straight into to voiceover?
Man, I think if I were to relate the two, I mean, I don't know about surprising. I guess surprising for me would be the available opportunities
Right.
as compared to the music industry. In the music industry, there's a certain number of venues, there's a certain amount of distance that you can reasonably and affordably travel between those. And how much they're gonna pay, and it's just it's a grind to be a traveling musician. It's
I
tough.
can imagine.
Oh, it's and you're always getting cheated at the door. And even when you're not getting cheated at the door, you think you're getting cheated at the door. It's terrible. I mean, it's a lot of fun, and there's some memories I'll always cherish, but overall, it's just a grind. Whereas the voice industry, I think the surprising thing is it's not cutthroat. You know, everybody is so just friendly and genuine and nice and helpful, and there's no real, if there's any big egos, I haven't run into them. And that to me is probably real surprising, because when you're playing with some of the bigger, more popular bands, you run into a lot of cutthroat, a lot of egos. Nobody's sharing their resources with you. They're not going to show you how they got on Kimmel Live or something like that. They're not going to give you those connections, you know. But here in the VO world, they're like, yeah, here's their number.
Yeah,
Call them.
you got 100 people that audition for one project. The other 99 are going to celebrate the person that got it. Yeah, because they were the right fit.
Oh, absolutely. It's crazy.
Absolutely. So with you doing so much focused coaching right from the get-go, what were some of the most impactful things that you've learned through your coaches that have helped boost your career and put you in the right direction?
You know, Karin, which I heard
Karin
you and
Gilfrey.
Brad talking about, yeah, Karin, she says the secret to winning on pay to play is to be the first to audition. You know, I think that's a key. I think it's important that the advice that I got was the first 5 seconds. You know, if you can somehow, don't do it in a way that makes you sound like an idiot, but if you can somehow just catch their ear for just a little nugget, you know, where they go, oh, you know, that's just because they hear, you know, welcome to Zoom, welcome to Zoom, welcome to Zoom. And then you have somebody go, welcome to Zoom. You're like, oh, you know, it's just enough for them to listen to the rest of it. And if anything, that's what I would take away from a lot of the coaching is you got to be different from the very beginning, first 5, 10 seconds.
So, with working with Celia Segal, I'm curious, what have some different things that you've done with your branding that helped attribute to finding yourself behind the microphone?
So I'm a little bit different, okay? She does have a whole branding program, and then she's got her management, which are really two different things. I'm management. I haven't done her whole branding program, and the reason is well, I was talking to J. Michael Collins one day, and I go, so has anybody in the VO world hired a PR rep or a publicist? And he said, no, maybe the older guy, or not older, maybe the more established guys and girls, you know, that have those resources, they can go ahead and do that. Well, I kind of had those resources. I'm fortunate enough to have a good job, so I've got some resources there. But I also, after the band was over and broke up, during the years that we were traveling, we were releasing singles, and I was the radio promoter, so I made lots of radio contacts. And so I started a records promotion company where artists would pay me to promote them to the DJs. And during that time, I met some publicists, some PR people, and one of them was Brandy Reed out in Nashville.
Yeah.
And Brandy was all the biggest bands in the Americana, Texas music type market, all of them had Brandy. And there was the one thing they had in common. And I thought, well, what if, I wonder if Brandy's ever done voiceover. And so I contacted her and she said, no, but I will. You want to try it? And I was like, why wouldn't I? You know? And so, so she's been kind of helping me with some branding and getting moving in that direction. And then Celia, when Celia came on board, she was like, man, I play well with others. And her and Brandy got on the Zoom with me, and we all just kind of, you know, how can we work together? And so that's kind of how we've been doing it.
Gotcha. And so what have been the benefits of having a PR rep with your voiceover business? Because I've never heard of that happening either, except in like big animation and stuff where it's kind of necessary to keep sure. that image so you can stay on Disney's radar and things like that.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I take from 25 years of owning a healthcare clinic is, and reading marketing, you know, that's one thing about being a chiropractor, you better be a marketer too and a business owner. It's not like being a physician where you could just show up and clock in, see your patients and go home. And this big company is running the thing for you. You got to do it all yourself. And so Dan Kennedy is a big marketer, and he says, one of his sayings is, you can't do business sitting on your ass. And which means you got to get out, you got to get yourself out there and be somebody. And then I'm trying to think of the other one. Let's see. You can't do business sitting on your ass. Oh, and you can't just be a doer of what you do. You have to be a marketer of what you do. When you think of McDonald's, when you think of hamburgers, people think of McDonald's commonly. And nobody is under the assumption that McDonald's has the best hamburger.
Right.
But they were the best at connecting, the best at getting their name out there. And so I just kind of took all of that and said, you know, we're going to try Brandy and we're going to see what happens. We started in August, and I mean, I'm sitting here talking to you because of Brandy.
Yeah. Yeah. We met through Brandy. Yeah.
Yeah. This is probably my fourth or fifth podcast that I've done. And she's got me a couple of print articles as well. And so, you know, is that changing the tide? Is that turning anything? No, not yet. But I think, yeah. I mean, if you don't plant seeds, you don't reap the harvest.
Right.
So yeah, it's been a real positive experience for sure.
Yeah. Well, what have been some of the hurdles that you've had to overcome getting into a new industry?
Time for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that's for everybody. I just looking at a script, I've always, just my whole life, I've always looked at actors and thought, I think I could do that. You know, not the love scenes and the stuff like that. I can't make myself cry. I can't act on that level. But I think I just always have been interested in it and found it fascinating. And I think performing with bands and having to be somebody and turn switches on when you need to turn them on and turn them off when you're done. And I think all of that has been just super, super helpful. I've kind of forgot your original question, but
you answered it, I promise. It was just how a PR agent, the hurdles you've overcome.
Yeah. Oh, well, and you're right. Time is the biggest thing. I'm fortunate enough to not just be a chiropractor, but a busy chiropractor. So it's nothing for me to see, 180 or more appointments a week. And so that's really, really tough to work in the morning, come home, Now I take 3-hour lunches so that I can do voiceover, so that I'm not working till midnight every night. But I'll still go back, see patients in the afternoon, get home 6:30 at night, and do voiceover for another hour or two, then go eat dinner, and then go to bed and do it all over again. So time is by far the biggest obstacle.
Gotcha. Well, with you working so much, what do you do outside of all of this work? Like, what do you enjoy? What do you charge your batteries with?
So when people are talking about retiring, they're like, well, I don't want to retire because I'll just die. Then that is not me, man. Right. That is not me. I am a painter and I'm a sculptor. I make bronzes and I build furniture. I'm a musician and, you know, and I do gigs and shows and, I'm a dad and husband. I throw the discus still, believe it or not. So I was coaching my daughter in discus and I got back into it. So, been thinking maybe I'll compete in some old man discus or track meets, you know, give me a chance to travel around, meet some new people, do some cool things. So, I've also been, traveling around with a cheer and dance competition. They have them all around, and I've been live announcing these things. I get paid for it, so I guess it's not really a hobby, but it's kind of fun too.
Gotcha. So
I do lots.
You do a lot of traveling. Are you voicing out of an RV like Andy Fields is, or
no? But
how are you operating your travel booth?
I usually just set it up with a kind of a little pillow fort in the closet and do whatever we need to do. Luckily, I have not had any huge projects while I was on the road. Mm-hmm. I try to schedule it around that, but I'll do auditions and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Well, if you were to write yourself a letter and send it back before you had gotten started in voiceover, what would you tell your past self before you made that jump?
Do it sooner. Yeah. I mean, you don't know what you don't know what you don't know. Right. And I just had no idea what a positive experience it would be. You know, something else I forgot. We started investing in real estate. Mm-hmm. And voiceover is what allowed me to do that. Like I would never have had the opportunity or the finances, extra finances, to start, you know, buying houses and renting them out and stuff like that. I just would have never had that opportunity. Voiceover has, I think that the term game changer is a little bit overused, but it's the ideal way to describe voiceover for me in the last 3 years. It has been a literal game changer. So my whole life I've been on this hamster wheel, and there was no escape. There's no getting off of this sucker, because you go to work, you see patients, you come home. When you're not at work, you don't make any money. So you gotta be there. I've never been to Europe, not because of the cost of the trip, but the cost of being out of my clinic.
Right. I mean,
it's significant. So, it's just, there's always like one, oh, the billing company's not collecting, and oh, it's, we lost these staff members. It's always something, you know, and you just never feel like you get ahead, and you're just on this hamster wheel over and over and over every day. It's like Groundhog Day, man, that movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. And so voiceover has broken that cycle for me and given me a path out. Now I sound like I'm miserable. I'm not miserable. I love taking care of patients. I love my patients. But it would be nice to work on my business instead of in my business all the time. And it would be nice to be able to take trips and everything not fall apart while you're gone and all of those. You just have some more freedom of time. And freedom of money and freedom of mental space sometimes too would be super, super nice. And voiceover has provided that opportunity through voiceover income, through real estate income, and also freedom of place. You can do it anywhere. So
that's beautiful, man.
I would have sent myself a letter 20 years ago if I could have.
Right. Yeah. So where can people find you and your demos and anything you're currently working on?
My website is jeffwilliamsvoice.com. It's the easiest way. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I'm not as talented as others are at doing that because I have so many other things I've got.
Still tinkering on it myself, man.
Yeah. It's tough to do. And people want $500,000 a month to do it for you. And I'm like, I don't know about that yet. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on, man. This has been a blast.
Absolutely. And we're going to meet and have a drink at VO Atlanta, correct?
Yes, sir. I look forward to it.
All right.
I really hope you enjoyed listening to his amazing journey and how he was able to find his unique tone, both behind the microphone and in life. If you'd like to check out Jeff's demos, past work, or any more information about him, or just get to know him because he's a really nice guy, you can visit him at www.jeffwilliamsvoice.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop. For more information on guests, new episodes, and more, be sure to visit www.vocoffeeshop.com.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.